This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news headlines first. Top leaders meet to discuss contemporary political issues. Four people go missing when landslide buries house in Rasua. And US President Joe Biden says no American will be left behind in Kabul. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Dewa, CPN Maoist Center's Chair Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda and CPN UML Socialist Chair Madhav Kumar Nepal held a meeting today. According to Prime Minister's Secretariat, during the meeting that lasted for around 45 minutes, the leaders discussed about the country's contemporary political issues and the matters relating to the expansion of Council of Ministers. Leaders Dahal and Nepal reached Balwatar, the official residence of the Prime Minister, for the meeting. This is the first meeting among three leaders after the split of the CPN-UML with the promulgation of the ordinance relating to political parties by the government on Tuesday. Four persons have gone missing when a landslide caused by heavy rainfall buried a house at Koldada at Naukunda Rural Municipality 5 in Rasua District on Wednesday night. Sam Bahadur Ghalan, owner of the damaged house, was injured in the disaster. He was sent to Trisuli Hospital, said Chief District Officer Ishwari Prasad Thakal. Teams of Nepal Police, Nepal Army and Armed Police Force have been sent to the incident site for rescue operations. A man was killed after being buried by a landslide at Lama Chaur in Belkotgari Municipality 5 in Nuwakot District this morning. The deceased has been identified as local resident Vishnu Prasad Lamisane. The incident took place while he was clearing debris in his garden, said Tul Bahadur Karki, chief of the district police office, adding that the body of Lamisane has been taken to Trisuli Hospital for a post-mortem. Viral fever is taking its toll in Kanchanpur district. Many health institutions in the district have been flooded by viral fever patients. The hospital medical superintendent Dr. Hari Kumar Shrestha said Mahakali Provincial Hospital received more than 100 patients with infection on a daily basis. The health office said many health institutions in rural areas have reported increasing cases of viral fever. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology said most of the places across the nation are likely to witness rainfall for three more days due to the influence of monsoon wind. Meteorologist Pratibha Manandar said the monsoon would still remain active for the next 3 days as the low pressure belt lies a little bit south from Nepal and low pressure system lies towards the northwest part of the Bay of Bengal. Manandar added there is possibility of light to moderate rainfall at the most places of the country for the next 3 days. The sky is now generally to partly cloudy in the Gandaki province while other provinces are experiencing partly to generally cloudy. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. The Gulf nation says Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani has taken refuge in the United Arab Emirates. Ghani left Afghanistan as the Taliban advanced on the capital city Kabul over the weekend. The UAE's foreign ministry said the country had welcomed Ghani and his family on humanitarian grounds. Ghani also said rumors that he had traveled to the UAE with a large amount of money were completely baseless and lies. U.S. President Joe Biden has said U.S. troops may stay in Afghanistan beyond his withdrawal deadline as armed Taliban fighters kept desperate evacuees from reaching Kabul's airport. Biden wants U.S. forces out by the end of this month, but up to 15,000 U.S. citizens are stranded in the country. Foreign governments are ramping up the airlift of Western citizens and Afghans who worked with them. Lithuania has accused 12 Belarusian officers in riot gear of illegally entering its territory to push a group of migrants over the border. Its border service said the Belarusians were repeatedly told they had violated the border during the tense incident on Tuesday. Belarus accused Lithuania guards of being violent towards the migrants. EU interior ministers condemned Belarus for trying to instrumentalize human beings for political purposes. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Top leaders meet to discuss contemporary political issues. Four people go missing when landslide buries house in Russia, and US President Joe Biden says no American will be left behind in Kabul. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.